Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the seventh day of NaNoWriMo and also the seventh episode of this podcast. I'm so excited that I've been able to share daily tips that can help you get through this month of novel writing. And I want to pass that excitement on to you and encourage you with even more ways to approach your story and keep you pumped for each day's writing session, whether that be in person, in a virtual room, or by yourself under a timed circumstance. There are a plethora of possibilities with your novel at this stage. I mean, it's only day seven. If you're a plotter, you can take your outline and flesh out parts of your story in any order that you prefer to write, not necessarily in the order listed. Remember, when you're finished, no one will be able to tell what you wrote first. But if you write your favorite parts first, you'll enjoy the process that much more. If you're a pantser, this is a chance for you to write with abandon, letting your characters run wild and letting them get entangled in plot, like little kids in a room with silly string and no grown-ups around until the last can is emptied. For the plancers, this is an opportunity for you to sit down and pick, just like the plotters, which section excites you the most and flesh that part out first. If you find that one part is not really working for you as well, then feel free to plot out another part and write that. If you find yourself stuck and looking for a prompt, I've got one for you. Da, 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 da. This is called playing with favorites. Start with a favorite word, food, TV show, what have you. Have one of your characters say it in a sentence. Think of what their favorite food would be to eat, for example, peanut butter and jelly. Perhaps they can't cook and that's the go-to meal that happens to cover 3 out of 4 food groups. Sure, let's go with that. If you're writing about your characters going on a road trip, for example, the less likely it is to be available for that character to eat, the better. Have your characters develop a craving and then send them on a wild goose chase. Or think of a way to incorporate this favorite into a quest that they decide it's worth making a side trip for. In the end, do they get what they've been searching for? You decide, dear writer. After all,
you are the one playing with favorites.
That's right. You can use this prompt as a way to warm up to what you plan to write today, or you can use it as a fun way to get you to your daily word count goal. I'm curious to know if you rewarded your characters with the fave or not. Let me know. Send me a note on Twitter at amadvox, or you can use the hashtag AMADVOX and let me know if your character got their fave or not. If you're feeling a lot behind in your word count and a little overwhelmed, don't forget, each day is a new day to start fresh. Don't carry the weight of being behind and let that stop you from moving forward. Think of it as another road full of possibilities that you must travel down in order to meet up with friends at an agreed-upon rendezvous point. Be sure to celebrate your journey each step of the way. Writing the 50,000th word this month should not be the first time you commemorate your effort. Have you started writing a novel this month? That's amazing! Have you reached your word count on any given day so far? That's a good reason for a celebration right now. Are you able to do it again today? I think you can, and I hope you'll give it a try. That's all I have for today. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in for tomorrow's episode, where I'll talk about a change of pace. Oh, I wanted to let you know, you can now find A Mad Vox in iTunes, on Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Oh, you knew that was coming. Thanks again for listening. And if you're a subscriber and find the show of value, please consider leaving a rating and a review to help others know about A Mad Vox. Thank you, and see you tomorrow.
You've just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Box on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something fun to write.